You're now listening to the Inside Out Podcast with Jimmy Hunt. Get it.
Welcome to Inside Out with Jimmy Hunt. My job is simple: to improve my mental fitness through any means possible and deconstruct what works, what doesn't, and what I think may be able to help you become mentally fitter. This usually leads us to some interesting people, places, and stories. Today, I'm going to give you a concept. The concept is personal boundaries. And with me today is the lovely Libby Grace, because she has lots of experience in learning and creating personal boundaries. Hey, Libby.
Hey, Jimmy Hunt.
Before we start into this, though, we've also got personal sexual boundaries, and they were talked about last week on the Mojo Upgrade podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought it would be good is just to tell the listeners, give a little bit of feedback. I like the feedback. I like people who want words of affirmation, my love language,
yeah.
Tell me nice things. It makes me feel good. But I just get feedback saying, hey, you know, we tried these, we did this. And we've had a bunch of people from couples in their 20s to their 60s say, hey, this is great. And it has opened up a whole new form of communication and opened personal boundaries as well.
We love it. Yeah.
Around sex, which is really cool. Yeah. Some people were just like, even like, my wife's listening to this podcast and she's suggesting it. And it's like, oh, it's awesome. Like, yay, I didn't expect that. Like, all sorts of things like
We're
that.
We're very, very happy to be able to be the catalyst for people having a lot more happy, healthy, consensual sex.
Exactly. But personal boundaries, it's an interesting one. So I have, as a lot of you know, I play tennis. I coach tennis. I ended up helping a girl who I coach in tennis, and she's like, you know, can, because she came to you, mm-hmm. and she went, so I know Jimmy doesn't really do this for his real job. What's his real job exactly?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, he helps people with this, that, the other. And she's like, do you think he could help me?
Yeah.
And you're like, just ask him. Like, yeah, sure. And so she came over and I was like, how are you doing? And she's like, oh, I'm good, thanks. I was like, okay then, why are you here? She said, it's not me. I was like, oh, it's your friend, is it? She said, it's not me. She said, this is my situation. And I was like, oh, that's a actual serious situation.
Yeah.
Like, her family was kind of all over the show.
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of the time people say, oh, it's not me, it's my family that's the problem. And you're like, yeah, but actually.
Yeah, you've but got her one's pretty much her family.
Yeah, she's actually golden.
Yeah, she's actually pretty solid.
Her family's difficult.
Her family's just a fucking mess. So I went, well, there's nothing to really help you with, except you really need to create some personal boundaries around this, about what she was letting her mother, her father, her brother, everything all do. It's like, you've got to have personal boundaries here. She's like, what do you mean by that? And what's so cool about having native Mexican friends here who speak English is that they don't understand a lot of the stuff that I say, and so I have to come up with new, simpler analogies and explanations. Like, they all explain it like I'm five thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of had to just simplify it all down for explain to her personal boundaries. And then I was like, hold on. I said, I might as well just go write this all down for you. And so I made this big PDF and I offered it to my newsletter subscribers for free. And so if you are not subscribed to my newsletter, you would not have got it. But what I will do is I will put a link to it in the show notes. So you can get the personal boundaries PDF of mine in the show notes here. And so today we're going to go through personal boundaries. And so it's got three specific sections to it, which is identify, implement, and negotiate, right? So we have to identify our boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to actually give them to those people. And then the crucial one at the end, we've actually got to negotiate them back and forth.
Yeah.
People don't think that that's the case, but it's a serious one.
Yeah.
And so we're going to start with what is a personal boundary? Personal boundaries are the limits and rules that we set for ourselves within relationships. They are basically clear instructions followed by actions that tell everyone you interact with what is and is not acceptable and appropriate. Boundaries act like a filter, letting the good things through and keeping the unwanted things out. That's what a personal boundary is. Why are they important? Well, personal boundaries allow us to be our authentic selves, to regulate our nervous systems and create an overall feeling of safety in our bodies and in our relationships. And they're also key to allowing us to experience self-love by feeling like we are our true authentic selves. So yeah, they're quite important.
Very important.
So follow-up question, you know, what are they? And I like a lot of different psychologists, different sort of frameworks have a lot of different baskets for them. I like the ones that the holistic psychologists use, and they are physical, mental, resources, and spiritual.
Okay.
So physical is like your physical body, right? Like mm-hmm. what people can and can't do with your physical body.
Yeah.
Like that girl yesterday who sat very close to me each time
right.
I talked to her. And I don't really have a boundary for that.
Yeah.
Like, you want to sit on my lap? I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I talked to you about it, about how it was strangely
unusual.
Close.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that would violate their physical boundaries.
Absolutely.
A lot of people. And so physical boundaries can be for the self, right? So this is things like, well, it's basically awareness and execution of your own self-care. So things like your nutrition, your sleep, your exercise.
Mm.
You have very good personal boundaries around those.
Absolutely.
Then you can have physical boundaries for others, which is what I explained with that girl. So that's like personal space and contact. Then we have mental, which is basically your thoughts, values, opinions, and beliefs. And so for the self, it's the knowledge of and connection to your own internal world.
Yeah.
So basically, when you exert choice on whether or not you share this with the world around you, right? So yesterday, our friend told us a story about how he had to kind of be part of this whole big demonstration for Tantra in front of 38 other people, and he was in a very, very, very vulnerable position.
The literal jaw-dropping vulnerability.
And so he told that story to me, and then yesterday he shared it with Libby and this other girl, but he didn't want to share it with the rest of the group.
Yeah.
That's a boundary.
Yeah.
I'm going to share it with you and you and you, but not these other people.
Bless them. Right?
Bless them. And with others, it's like the ability to hold separate thoughts and beliefs and tolerate others doing the same.
Yeah.
Like, so a really good example of that is religion.
Right? Yeah. And politics.
And then the ability to choose whether others share their internal world with you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Jehovah's Witness, you know, knock on the door and you're like, no, I don't want you to share your world with me, that's a personal boundary.
Same with actually yesterday, and I mentioned to you there was one of the people on the hike who we didn't know each other and we were kind of just having a chat, and they mentioned, like, they said when COVID happened, and they did it in like quotation air quotes, and I, as if, oh, it never existed and it's not real. And I was just like, this is not a person I want to share a conversation with. But I you know, engage in the conversation for a bit longer. And then I was like, okay, and I will not be pursuing a friendship there because that's a boundary that I'm.
The religious one's a good one. The Jehovah's Witnesses turned up to my mum's door And I heard her sort of trying to get
offering
rid of them.
Offering them tea and cake,
no,
most
she's
likely.
She was trying to get rid of them, but she was just, So I went upstairs. I said, don't worry, Mum, I've got this.
Oh, my God.
And then I proceeded to share my spiritual views with them for 30 minutes on the doorstep.
Oh, my God.
And when I closed the door, my mum said to me, those poor men.
Yes, she's right. Jeez.
So she went from, oh, they're forcing my stuff on me, to, I'm sorry that you
had to listen to my son.
Oh, and but they didn't have the personal boundaries to want, you know, whether they wanted to or not, to not listen to me.
That's funny. Right? It's kind of ironic.
Exactly.
You're such a dick.
So the third one, spiritual. So the connection or that or lack thereof of a higher power. So the ability to define your own personal connection to a higher power, right? Mm-hmm. That's a boundary.
Yeah.
And ability to be at peace without it as well, mm-hmm. whether you do or you don't. And same. So that's a lot of the religious stuff. And then last one, resources, which is basically emotions, time, energy, money, mm-hmm. right? So the awareness and ability to cope with your own emotions, the ability to disengage when overwhelmed, the ability to exert control over your resources, and then for others, the ability to sit through uncomfortable feelings, allowing others to assume responsibility for their coping.
Yeah, wow.
Allow others to disengage when overwhelmed. And allow others to exert choice on whether their time and resources are spent, right?
Yeah.
So those are all a big melting pot of our personal boundaries. So yeah. That's the what.
It's huge.
Yeah. And that is not an exhaustive list either.
No,
right?
That's like a lot of boundaries.
Yeah. So we can have boundaries about anything we want. That's our choice. We get to choose those boundaries. That's the point. So the question is then, how do we find ours, right? And as usual, which I've espoused many, many times in this podcast, that it is very hard to change something you're not aware of,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got to be aware of it before you can do anything about it. So we've kind of got to figure out what our boundaries are, right? To know whether they're good boundaries or bad boundaries, or we need to change them in any way, shape, or form. The University of Berkeley created a framework for boundaries which they called rigid, porous, and healthy.
Okay.
You understand that straight off the bat?
Yeah.
Right? So,
well, no, actually I have a little confusion about why healthy, because healthy is a very emotive word and the others are, I could understand them in a boundary sense, but I'm surprised that the opposite of rigid is, I mean, anyway, whatever. Yeah, so you're going to explain it.
So basically, it's rigid and porous are the opposite of each other, right?
And then healthy is somewhere in the middle.
So rigid is, it does not change.
No matter what.
Yeah.
I kind of, my initial thought is, some of my rigid boundaries are actually very healthy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So rigid, I'll give you some examples so you can understand it.
Yeah.
Right? So rigid can be like, refuses to ask for help.
Okay.
So that's a rigid boundary.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not a healthy boundary.
Okay.
It has few close relationships, very protective of personal information, may seem detached, keeps others at a distance, avoids intimacy, things like that, right? Mm-hmm. So they're very rigid boundaries that are not necessarily good. Porous, it's kind of the opposite. Overshares personal information.
Classic oversharer over here.
Yep. So that's just it, right? So it's a boundary that you're actually forcing on someone else just through its porousness, right? Because you're oversharing. So difficulty saying no to the requests of others.
Oh, I'm just so porous. It's not even funny.
Over-involved with others' problems.
And
dependent on the opinion of others. Accepting of abuse or disrespect.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fears rejection if they do not comply with others.
Oh my God, I'm a porous person.
And then so you have healthy, which is values your own opinions, doesn't compromise values for others, shares personal information in an appropriate way, does not over or under share, knows personal wants and needs and can communicate them and is accepting when others say no to them, right? So here's some things for you to understand. Most people have a mix of different boundary types. Like you've got some rigid ones, some porous ones, some healthy ones, right? Yeah. We've all just got a big hodgepodge of all of them quite often. So for example, someone could have healthy boundaries at work, but porous boundaries in their romantic relationships.
Right.
And then a mix of all three types with their family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one size doesn't fit all with that. The appropriateness of boundaries depends heavily on the setting. So what's appropriate to say when you're out with friends might not be appropriate to say at work.
True, right? Yeah.
And then same with cultures.
Mm.
Some, you know, some things in Mexico are not appropriate where they would be in New Zealand and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So like some of the fears we, you know, that people have with setting boundaries that we might feel not being loved or being judged or misunderstood. Maybe it's fear of loss or abandonment, fear of hurting someone. Maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's shame. Maybe it's fear of being controlled. Maybe it's being frozen or paralyzed. Like these are all things that stop us from actually implementing our boundaries, right? And so a good question to ask yourself when trying to identify your boundaries is like, how does it feel, right? So when you have deep feelings of anger or confusion or disorientation, probably been violated.
Yeah.
When you feel a desire to pull away from people, probably been violated. Shame or a sense of being exposed, probably been violated. And so these are all things you're like, oh, okay, that's where I should look when I'm looking to create new boundaries.
At the feeling that you get by not having the boundary, yes, or having the wrong type of boundary.
Where you need to put boundaries where there were none before.
Yeah.
Right? And so once you've identified where and what the boundaries are, then you need to actually implement them. You mm-hmm. need to put them into place. And that's the scary part.
Yeah.
Right? And it could also be a messy part.
I imagine if you've never had them and then you suddenly introduce them to a relationship, like we talk about soul contracts,
yeah,
the contract changes by you doing that, like the terms of the contract are no longer being met by you, you're changing the terms of which you want to undertake that relationship.
Exactly.
And so it can get very, very messy, I imagine.
Absolutely. And so that's where implementation comes in. And in this, we're going to say when we should do it.
Right.
Right. So first of all, you need to actually get really clear on what your boundary is,
mm-hmm.
right? So you need to identify it, but then you need to get really clear on it.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the big lessons is changing even just the focus, right? So quite often we'll say to somebody, here's a good one for you, Libby Grace, which is you to me.
Okay.
Right? Which is, you always interrupt me.
Yeah.
So if you say to me, you always interrupt me,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to get defensive.
Yeah, because it's an accusation. You're hearing it as an attack.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, so the key is use I statements.
Yeah, this is 101 psychology between two people.
So I feel disrespected.
Yeah.
When I'm interrupted during conversations.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like, okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Which is just a very different tone, a very different energy to you always interrupt me.
Even though that is true.
Both true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get it.
But here's the thing, it's like you're not trying to be right.
No.
You're trying to
get the message across.
Yeah, you're trying to change a situation.
Yeah.
You're trying to implement a boundary. So it's not about being right.
Yeah.
It's about getting the other person to understand your boundary and respect it.
Yeah.
Because if you just go around yelling your boundaries at everyone, then they're not going to respect you or want to change them for
I
you.
I do
right?
sometimes feel like literally as I'm running in Mexico wearing like sports gear, I literally feel like yelling out my boundaries to all the creepy men on the side of the road who are like saying disgusting things to me, like running along going, do not yell at me, do not touch me, this is not your body to touch. And it'd be probably, yeah. I probably shouldn't have a loudspeaker.
Probably a better boundaries implementation of this culture. Another one is to be specific, right? So instead of saying, I need more space, say, I need an hour of alone time each evening to unwind and recharge.
Yeah, reasonable.
Like that's a specific ask that, you know, achieves what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you saying I need more alone time is just a bit vague.
Yeah.
And also a bit attacky.
I feel we can overcomplicate things in our mind. Humans are such complicated creatures that hearing I need some space can feel threatening, like I want to break up with you. Like we can go to that level. We can go from 0 to 100 so quick because of our own experiences or whatever. But hearing someone say I need some space is like, do you not love me anymore? But if you're just saying, hey, after work, I want to come home and have half an hour where I just go into whatever room, do whatever.
Yeah.
Just please let me have that time. Completely reasonable.
Exactly.
Doesn't set off any fear or alarm bells or anything.
No, absolutely. And then I think this is probably one of the best ideas is to use a script.
Right. I was going to say that, like write your boundaries out on paper. Yes.
So in this PDF, I have created a script for people.
Great.
And when I give this example, it's going to sound really strange. Ready? I understand, insert your understanding of their behavior. When you insert the problematic behavior, I often feel, insert your feelings, and understand this is something you may not be aware of. In the future, insert what you would not like to happen again, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right, I get it.
Yeah.
It's literally a fill in the blanks to suit your situation.
I'll give you an example. I understand you may be unhappy in your relationship and are wanting to be. So this was kind of an example for my friend and her mother.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I understand you may be unhappy in your relationship and are wanting to be heard. When you consistently call me to vent, I often feel emotionally depleted. And I understand you may not be aware of this and may not be intending to make me feel this way. In the future, I may not be able to always be available when you feel you want to vent.
It's a great boundary to set.
If you continue to call me for each relationship issue you're having, I may not always be able to support you at that exact time.
Perfect.
I am making these changes so that we can maintain our relationship as I care about you. I hope you can understand this is important to me.
That's fantastic.
Like her mum would text and call her in the middle
anytime
of the
she's having
just fucking bitch and bitch and bitch about her father.
Right.
And she's like, fucking,
this is not my job.
This ain't my job. This ain't for me. Like, we need to have a boundary here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like I said, in this PDF, I have the
examples.
Sort of the breakdown of it. And then I've got a couple of examples here that you can fill in the blanks on. And so I'll give you some tips for when and how to do that, right? So the first one I've called timing, timing, timing. So if your mother's called you and you've just bitched at her and she's bitched at you and it's been a whole thing, you don't go, this is my boundary right now.
It's not going to get heard.
It's not going to get heard. So basically you want to find an emotionally neutral time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you don't make demands inside of arguments.
No.
Like it just doesn't work. Like one of the things for her, for example, is to contact her mother at just a random time of her own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, mom, everything all right now? Yeah. Cool. I want to have a chat to you about something.
Yeah.
Right. So when you find that emotionally neutral time, then you can both do it from the parasympathetic nervous system state in a calm, safe, comfortable way to be able to get a better result.
Yeah. Like in my experiences when I've had to set boundaries with close family, I've gone into it so nervous because it's such a big deal and I didn't have – I mean, I wasn't sure how it was going to go and I had fears around that and I just remember – not being calm and being like ready for fight or flight and ready for a reaction and just like, oh, and it's so tight. So I could have used that PDF, and like that would have been so good for me.
You can memorize the script of what you're going to say and all that sort of stuff. And then you've got to basically, like, in those situations, focus on how you will begin. How you will respond differently, right? So you can't have any control over how they will respond to your boundary.
No.
Right? You just have to focus on how you will respond differently this time. Okay, here's the other thing. Expect resistance.
Of course.
Right? So you're going to have to be able to sit there and go, they are probably going to react like this.
Yeah. Or it's just not going to go swimmingly and everyone's going to be happy.
And when that happens, I'm going to focus on not losing my shit.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna go back to this part of the script that I planned.
Just repeat it over and over.
And repeat this part. Yeah. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. But expect resistance.
Yeah.
And then focus on the you part of it and what you can control.
Yeah.
You can also think about things like, at what stage will I leave the conversation if this is not accepted to a level that I'm happy with.
Yeah.
Right?
No, totally.
Because that's a boundary on top of you setting your boundaries.
No, you have to have that because you got to keep yourself safe psychologically and physically. Yeah.
If they start yelling at me,
I'm out. Yeah.
If they start coming towards me, I'm out. Like, these are the boundaries you set before that.
Yeah. It's kind of like you in my mind, I'd be thinking of it like it's an intervention. You've got a family member, for example, who's a substance abuser, and you're sitting them down and you're doing something that they are not going to react well to, but it's an intervention of the boundary being crossed. You're like, this no longer works. This is how it's affecting me.
Exactly. Now, I guess if you've ever watched any of those like lawyer procedurals, you see that what do they do before big cases? They practice.
Oh, yeah. They brief. So they
bring in actors.
Yeah.
Or they use the interns to be actors. Yeah. Or like on the newsroom, remember that? They'd bring in all those people and they'd put the different candidates' names on them.
Yeah.
And they'd practice interviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like practice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're going to want to set a boundary, like get a friend or a loved one or whatever. Like let's just say you were going to set one with your parents or something. Like, I could pretend to be your parents.
Yeah.
And like, and I'll write down, this is the sort of thing they're going to say.
Yeah.
And then I'll try and get a rise out of you in the practice. And then, you know, but you have to, like, that's the practice.
Yeah.
Right? And you can get canned phrases in there ready to pull out at any time. Right? And there's something for even, like, simple stuff, like, thanks for the offer or invite. It's not something I can do right now this week.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a real simple one. Just to be able to, that's for resources, which is your time.
Yeah.
I wish I could, but now's not a good time, sorry.
And you don't have to give a reason.
Don't have to give a reason.
You have to explain this. I feel like one thing I've always, have always struggled with is when I'm saying no to someone, I kind of have to, I feel like I have to prove to them why I can't.
Yeah.
And I go overboard saying because of, and I give them way too much personal information about why. Yeah. And
just say, no, thank you, though.
Because I feel guilty about not being able to be there for them. And I feel, I can't even identify the feeling right now without being in the situation. But if somebody's asking something of me, even if it's unreasonable, there's a part of me that's like, you should do this for them. You're obliged to do this, do it. And why would you not? And if I don't have a good enough reason not, then I feel more guilty for saying no.
Yeah. So what happens in this implementation phase is that now you kind of get to the negotiation part of it.
Right.
Because someone comes in and goes, this is my boundary. And the other person's like, no, I don't want that to be the boundary because that's not what we agreed upon when we have this relationship, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, from the other person, you may experience like emotional reactivity. Mm-hmm. Like these people might sort of arc up. They might be confused. Like, really? What? Like, I don't do that. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
They might push back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you, or they might have, like snarky comments.
Oh, yeah.
You've changed.
Yeah.
What's this new age shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then in yourself, like you going into it, you might do what you were saying, is like have that fear, that doubt, the shame, guilt, selfishness, all of those feelings will come up. And then an impulse to go back to the old pattern.
So much more comfortable there.
Well, that's just it. Yeah. It's uncomfortable there.
But it's way more comfortable.
But it's an uncomfortableness that you know.
Yeah, I'm so used to it. It's like, yeah, I don't like it, but it's easier than not. Just you bringing something up there about it really struck a nerve with me, the part where you said that they might do snarky comments. And I've told you this before, but when my ex-husband and I were going through our end of our marriage, it was a massive crisis and we were trying to work things out, whatever, before it ended. And I actually went to him saying, these are my boundaries. This is who I know I am now. I feel like this, blah, 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 blah. And he literally said to me, I don't like this empowered version of you. And I was like, oh! And I was kind of like, well,
be submissive woman.
Exactly. It was literally those words. I don't like this empowered person you're trying to be, or this. I can't even remember. There was like a hear me roar comment in there somewhere. And I was like, oh, dude. And at the time I was like, oh no, I've done the wrong thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't like this, even though, and I wanted to, and I stood in it saying, no, this is who I need to be. I do need to be strong and I do need to have boundaries. And then I walked away from it going, oh, that's a him problem. Of course he doesn't like this. He doesn't like a strong woman.
No.
He doesn't want me to be.
He's got away with so much for so long and you don't like getting away with it.
Yeah. And it was very much, he did say, I am woman, hear me roar. I was like, that's not who I'm being. I'm just.
But it is also a renegotiation of your contract.
Yeah, which didn't exist up until that point.
No, it did exist. No. It existed. His boundary I get to do whatever I want and you put up with it.
Yeah, right.
That was the boundary.
Yeah.
And you've said, I don't think you should get to do whatever you want and I don't want to put up with it.
Yeah.
So you've changed that boundary and he's gone, I don't like this deal. This is not a good contract for me. And so he's pushed back on that.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to, you'd be an idiot to have such a good deal and then not push back when the contract gets changed. Yeah, like, this is way shittier for me.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's actually just obvious and expected
that
he's
going
to push back on
that.
So you have to be ready for that.
Mm.
And you have to have your own understandings of the responses.
Yeah, I walked away so confused. I was like, I thought that was what I was meant to do.
Yeah. I just want to throw it out there that with this whole negotiation sort of phase of it, there are always exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really good idea to be able to understand whether your boundary is a negotiable or a non-negotiable boundary.
That's a good point.
Right? I mean, I think I have quite a few negotiable boundaries. It's like, I have them these ways, but, if they were to change, you'd be like, okay, sure. And then I have a whole bunch of non-negotiable boundaries. So I'll give you some examples. I've written three in here that sort of similar boundaries with the negotiable part and the non-negotiable part, right? So a non-negotiable, something like, you can't physically touch me during an argument.
Yeah, right.
Right? Non-negotiable, you can't physically touch me during an argument. Negotiable, you can express your anger as long as it's not, you can express your anger as long as it's on the other side of the room and not directed at me.
Okay.
Right? I mean, even that, there might be negotiable and non-negotiable in that. You can be angry on the other side of the room, not directed at me, but you can't break stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can punch a wall over the other side of the room. It's not directed at you.
Yeah.
But it might be you can punch a wall if you really, really have to, as long as it's not punching me.
Yeah.
And as long as it's not directed at me.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a better boundary than, I let you punch me and hit me and I don't leave the relationship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, much better. I mean, I would never punch a wall. Not that I'd ever punch a wall, but
our walls are concrete. Our walls would fuck you up.
Imagine punching the wall here and expecting anything but a broken wrist.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. So a non-negotiable, I will not visit your parents if no one else is with us. Not just not just, for us.
No, I'm like wondering under what situation. I don't mean this is that was just a confusing
way. Like the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, a lot of in-laws don't, you know, don't get on with the person, right?
Oh, I got you. Right. Yeah. Okay, I was confused.
And so the negotiable is I'm willing to visit your parents as long as it is a group experience and you assure me you will stand up for me if someone says something hurtful.
I got you. So if you're in a relationship with someone whose parents disapprove of you.
Yep.
In
or, this, yeah, don't like you, mean to you, whatever.
Yeah. So you're not going to go, example, I got you.
I will not visit your parents if there's no one else there. So me and you.
Well, there's just no reason to.
No, exactly. But, you know, this would be theory, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to go and visit your parents.
Yeah.
So that is a boundary. That is a non-negotiable. Me and you don't go to their house and have dinner with them.
Yeah.
Just them.
Yeah.
The negotiable, I'm willing to see your parents.
Yeah.
As long as it's a group experience.
Yeah.
So if other it's, people if it's at Christmas.
Yeah.
And there's other family there. Yeah. Other people there. If it's at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so there's other people there.
I was literally thinking about that earlier. I was like, if I ever went back to New Zealand, which I hope to one day, would I go and visit my parents? Literally like half an hour ago, I was having these thoughts. And I was like, yeah, of course I would. I'd go and visit them, but not at their house.
Yeah. So that's
my boundary.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So it's not being alone with them. Do you remember the last time
that's why I won't go.
At your house?
That's why.
Do you remember what happened?
Yes. That's why I won't do
Somebody
it.
Somebody got rather angry.
Two people did. In fact, three people did.
Yes.
Out
I
of
got
four.
Mildly defensive of my wife when
you
she
did.
Was attacked.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. But by
and,
the by.
But that, so that's just it, right? So now it would be like, okay, if we have to see them, is it a cafe or a restaurant?
Yeah, exactly.
So they can't say dumb shit or be idiots in that situation.
Yeah, that's my boundary. And that was nice that I was thinking of that. Like, yeah, okay, I don't have the best relationship with them, but I would like to see them at some stage in some way. It would have to be outside of their home in a public environment.
Exactly.
And it would be fine. I know it would be fine.
Yeah. So like a good example, this last example here, is this podcast, and not specifically, but what I've written here is you cannot post about personal or private details about me or our relationship.
Yeah.
That's a non-negotiable. And then the negotiable is you can share things that I have agreed on and feel comfortable and safe with you sharing.
Yeah. And then caveat to that is you have the right to ask them to be removed in the future if you're uncomfortable anytime
exactly.
in the future.
Exactly. Because we share quite a lot on here.
You and I, for sure.
But I definitely have a higher sharing tolerance than you do.
And you're very gracious every time we know we're doing a topic of conversation that is potentially difficult or is, you know, could lead to sharing stuff that is like very, very personal. You always say to me, I will take your lead. I'll open up the question and you go as far as you want to go with it and I won't push you any further.
Exactly. And we'll talk about at whatever level of depth you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And as you know, the deeper you end up going, the more it helps people.
Totally.
Usually.
Totally. But it's not always comfortable
to
go there.
But that boundary, like I respect that boundary at all times with that in mind there. And you always lead the depth of the conversation.
And what
I will lead the direction.
Yeah.
You lead the depth.
I find it very interesting because I mentioned earlier that I am a classic oversharer. And so it's kind of ironic that you're the one that says, hey, I'll let you hold the reins here. And I'm like, oh, I probably would have talked about everything.
Yeah, but you don't.
There's no, but I don't. But I'll tell you what happens internally when you say that is that I think to myself, oh, I probably felt like pressured to, not that you're ever pressuring me, but this internal pressure to, oh, I have to share all these deep, dark secrets with everyone because that's what's helping people.
Yeah.
So this is my internal monologue when we're talking about, when you say, hey, our topic is X, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be really uncomfortable. And then you remind me that I can have a boundary around it because I don't know, I haven't been good at setting boundaries. I'll just share everything because I feel like I have to. And it's like, oh, it's nice that you're reminding me that I'm allowed boundaries.
Yeah. And, you know, to just double down on that, there's sometimes a need to communicate both sides of those boundaries.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't just have to do, you can state your non-negotiables and then state your negotiable.
Yeah.
So that
I won't do this, but I could do this. Yeah.
Yeah. As so that it is, because if we go back a couple, a bit, I said about clarity. Right? So if you actually establish your non-negotiable and your negotiable side of it, then like that is super clear.
Yeah.
But what it also really is the classic psychological trick of making the person feel like they are being accommodated.
Yeah, it's not an ultimatum.
Yeah, it's not. But it's not a no.
Yeah.
So it's a, this is my hard line and then this is my compromise.
Yeah.
So look at us compromising. Look at you. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, I like that.
And because, like, that's to say, a relationship is a two-way street.
Yeah.
You know, not one person in the relationship's just like, these are all my boundaries, this is the end.
Mm.
Like, the other person gets to have boundaries too.
Absolutely.
And there's got to be that play back and forth.
Yeah.
But between those to find it. You know, that nice sweet spot.
But also please bear in mind that if you're someone like me who's not been good at setting boundaries and feels like they should do things that other people tell them to do because that's, you know, the damaged part of you that's grown up that way, whatever. If you've got non-negotiable boundaries that you really do believe are right for you, don't let anyone talk you out of them. Like have a negotiable part to it, like we were just talking about.
So
but if you've got, I just want to mention it because I can see me in the past having like, this is what I need and this is what I want. And then if the person says, well, I'm going to leave you if it's like that, then I'll be like, no, I want to cling on to this relationship. So I will change my boundary. And
so you'll change
healthy.
Your non-negotiable.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't change your non-negotiable.
Exactly. So that's the thing. It's like a negotiable is not negotiating your non-negotiable.
That's what we need to make clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have the two separate boundaries at two separate places.
Mm-hmm.
You have your non-negotiable, then you have the negotiable part of the non-negotiable.
Yeah.
So yes. And if you are not sure if your non-negotiable is healthy, go and ask a friend.
Yeah.
Go see a counselor. Ask your psychologist or psychiatrist. Go find an expert.
Write to jimmy@jimmyhunt.com.
Yeah, send me an email or whatever. But I mean, like, it could be as simple as that. Like, people have done that, right?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I'm doing this. Do you think this is right? And I'm like, I don't know either of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know that just, I know this sentence here is like a little bit crazy.
Or alarming.
Right? And you're like, that's a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
So you might want to check that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, or you're like, whoa, that is a fucking porous boundary.
Yeah.
Like you need to solidify that up because people will run all over that one.
Yeah.
And so just an outside perspective can really help to see whether it is a healthy, non-negotiable boundary. Now, sort of the last piece to all of this puzzle is the consequences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. What are they? Tell me how to do consequences. I need this.
So, like, you know, the question is, what happens if you set a boundary and the other person does not respect it, adhere to it, or even acknowledge it?
Mm.
Right? What happens?
Mm. Usually nothing in my situation. Walk all over me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so again, like none of this is black or white, cut or dry.
Mm-hmm.
So some violations are severe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So things like don't touch me sexually without my permission.
Mm-hmm.
You just touch me sexually without my permission.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking severe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so that needs a consequence.
Yeah.
Right? And like it could be, you know, if you touch me sexually without my permission, I'm calling the police.
Yeah. Right? And then follow up on it.
And then if they do that, then you call the police.
Yeah.
right? Because when you're in that emotionally neutral state and you're like, hey, if someone physically, sexually assaults me, what would I do about it? Yeah. And you're like, I would call the police. You're like, cool. Why would that change once someone has done it, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
like that's
the consequence of the boundary.
And those people have to know that consequence and then suffer those consequences, right? Yeah. And those consequences don't have to be inserted into the original boundaries.
No.
So you don't have to say,
that's
like, this is another
happen.
Permission for people, right?
Yeah.
You do not have to say, don't touch me or I'll call the police.
Yeah. It's just don't touch me
just
is enough.
Don't touch me.
That's enough, yeah.
And that is absolutely enough.
Yeah.
And you get to decide what the consequences mm-hmm. are off the back of that on your end.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, sort of less severe boundaries may just need a consequence that helps them to be adhered to in the future.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't adhere to this boundary, we can no longer spend any time together.
Yeah.
And that might be a day, a week, a month, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? And so if they break that boundary, we'll go, cool, I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah.
And then if they come back a week later and they're like, really understand that boundary, really sorry, and then you make a choice and go, okay, cool, we can see each other now, but now you understand what the consequences are of this boundary, so therefore you must adhere to them this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yes. And if they break that boundary again, then the consequence is severe.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of a week of not seeing them, it's like, I'm never seeing you again.
Yeah.
Right? And it's up to you about how many strikes you want to give.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are some boundaries, like in our relationship, that both of us break on either side and would like them to adhere to them, but they're also not relationship ending
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
And so you're like, fucking just come on. Like, what can we figure out? What can we do
yeah.
in order for you to adhere to this one?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, okay, maybe if I try this time.
Yeah.
And then you break it again. And then you're like, oh fuck, sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'll try this time to not break that boundary.
Yeah.
And so these are quite, like, the boundary's still non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Like, it's still a boundary, but the consequences are, I need you to do something different.
Yeah.
I need you to try something different. But I need you, whatever. Like, you just have to keep working at that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not severe.
Yeah.
And so it's completely up to you, the severity. It's completely up to you what those consequences are. But you just have to know what they are.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you say your boundary is don't touch me physically, and then they touch you physically, and then you're like, I said no. But I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Right? You haven't thought of a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you
they're not going to change that behavior, are they?
Yeah. And then you don't do anything about it, then there is zero incentive for them to change
that
behavior.
No, of course not.
And so, I mean, another caveat is that you can absolutely think of the consequence after the not only have you not articulated it before, but you can also come up with the consequence after.
Yeah.
And that's completely up to you.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought you would ever touch me physically in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had to make that boundary with you. I never had to think of a consequence for you, but I'm just never going to see you again because of that.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
You're perfectly entitled to do that as well. And so, like, basically as my final thoughts on this, you know, personal boundaries allow us to be our authentic selves, right? That's who we want to be. We want to be who we feel like we should be. They allow us to regulate our nervous system, stay in that nice, calm, parasympathetic state, and we can create an overall feeling of safety in our lives with these. And that's what we want. That's a nice life. But they're also really key to allowing us to experience self-love by feeling like we're being our authentic selves. And so if you, the listener right here and right now, would like a happier and more stress-free life, then you have to, and I mean have in big, bold, capital bloody letters, you have to identify, implement, and negotiate your boundaries in all facets of your life. And the cool thing is, you can do it! You now have the awareness and the understanding to make the changes you need. If you've forgotten half the stuff we've talked about, you can go download the PDF from the show notes. If you have any questions, you can send me an email. If you're really struggling with it, you can go see your counselor, your psychologist, your psychiatrist, your friend, whatever. But without setting personal boundaries, you are at the mercy of the world and everyone in it. Have any final thoughts, Libby Grace?
No, I think you've covered it beautifully. I'm going to think about a lot of this, though, because historically I haven't been great at it. So it's a constant thing I'm working on within myself.
And that's the thing. You don't know what we're going to talk about when we start all of these episodes.
No, so my mind's like, oh, what are you going to hear? What are you going to hear?
Yeah. I mean, you proofread this PDF when I wrote it a few months ago.
And I do now remember taking the little quiz to say, was like, which of these am I? And I was, my porosity was through the roof.
Yeah, you have quite a few porous ones.
But I'm working on it.
Well, that's exactly it. Like, none of us is perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect, but we're supposed to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I've seen, like, over the last 12 years, coming from a relationship like that, I have given you permission and almost encouraged you to form your own personal boundaries, which mm-hmm. you didn't have before.
Yeah.
And then there's been a whole bunch of boundaries that I have unknowingly violated of yours mm-hmm. along the way and still continue to do
mm-hmm.
Because that's how relationships work.
Yeah.
And then you're still figuring out what ones are best for you.
Yeah.
And how to evolve those boundaries over time to best serve the best version of you.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
And you are getting there.
Got another 47 years on the planet.
But the cool thing is, you're getting there because you're turning up and you're doing the work.
Yay, me.
Without, oh God, I absolutely harp on about this and all of the work that I do. But you have just listened to a podcast. This has solved none of your problems. None of them. What you must do, whether it's this podcast, a book, a TED Talk, a TV show, whatever it is, you must take this knowledge and apply it. It is only what we apply that matters. So take these skills, learn them, apply them, make changes, become happier and better, and then send me all the money. That's the end, ladies and gentlemen. I love you very much. Thanks for listening to the episode. Thank you, Libby Grace, for coming and sharing, as always.
Thanks for allowing me within your boundaries.
Yes. All right. Talk to you all next week. Thank you. Love you. Goodbye.
That was Inside Out with Jimmy Hunt. See you next time.